From Minnesota Public Radio, this is Grammar Grader. It's the podcast about words, grammar, and usage for the information age. This week's episode, Temptations of the Flush. Now, anyone who has studied Western languages has come across the expression false friends. These are words that resemble English ones, but don't have the same meaning. For example, in French, le coin, spelled C-O-I-N, is not what you receive in change. Le coin is the corner. And Spanish speakers know you wouldn't want to wash your hands with sopa. Imagine how many times this scenario has taken place in a Spanish hotel.
Perdón, señora. Necesito sopa.
Sopa? Pues, hay un restaurante al lado del hotel.
Restaurante? No. Es que quiero lavar las manos.
Ah, usted no usa sopa para lavar, señor. Usted quiere decir jabón.
¿Habla inglés?
Yes, of course. And sopa means soup. Soap is jabón.
Right, of course. Thanks.
But one need not look outside the bounds of English for such mix-ups. Malapropisms, that is, the mistaken use of a word in place of a similar-sounding one, can be hilarious. Soupy Sales and Benny Hill nearly made careers out of funny malapropisms. For the rest of us, however, malapropisms can either be funny, or they might just confuse other people. One such confusable is flesh and flush. Although nobody would ever say,
"Please remember to flush the toilet."
Huh? What?
It's not uncommon to hear someone say this.
This is a good idea, but we'll need to flush it out.
When what they really mean to say is,
"Let's flush out this idea."
To flush out means to make more detailed. Imagine making a scarecrow or a puppet. You'd start with a frame of sticks, like a skeleton. Then you'd add stuffing, clothes, facial features, and so on to make it more real. It would quite literally flesh out the puppet. The same is true with an idea. We might start with something that's bare bones, but then think it through until it's got some meat to it. Flesh it out. The phrase flesh out is a very common expression in the workplace.
Mildred, I've got an idea that will help us increase our efficiency.
That sounds great. Let's meet later today to flesh it out.
The word flush, or phrase flush out, can mean to clean by flushing with water. There's the obvious example of the toilet. You flush it. You can also do it to a car radiator.
Acme Radiator Service.
Yeah, can you flush out my radiator?
Yes, ma'am. It's what we do.
Flush out also means to force out into the open or to drive from a place of concealment.
Acme Pest Control. How can I help you?
Hi. Whoa, I think I have a bat in my attic.
Oh, okay. Well, guess I'll have to come over there and flush him out for you.
Perhaps it could also be said that we've just flushed out a pair of false friends. This has been Grammar Grader from Minnesota Public Radio. Source material for this episode comes from the Oxford Dictionary of Current English, which can be found at publicradiomarket.org. If you'd like to see a written version of this episode, go to minnesotapublicradio.org and click on Grammar Grader in the Programs menu. Thanks as always to the Grammatis Personae players, Corey Bussey and Amy Alt. Our editor is Jen Houck. Our producer is Brett Baldwin. Executive producer is John Pearson. And if you like Grammar Grader, join the discussion, give feedback, and share your thoughts at grammargrader.gather.com. I'm Luke Taylor. Thanks for listening.
I've been flushed from the bathroom of your heart.